Hello, I'm Alyssa Garobka, and this is SEO in 2024.
Alyssa, what's your number one SEO tip for 2024?
I prepared this for a long time, and I suggest doing that for other people. Prepare a database for your brand, company, product, service, for whatever you are offering. This way, you'll always be able to generate whatever you want out of it, be it website, be it post for your social media, profile on the website, Web 3.0 board, video, image, just anything. It is still a good time to do that because we have lots of overwhelming information, which is not regulated too much yet. There are not so many prohibitions, and it's not too unprofitable to put this data online still yet. And you can always access the common crawl. You can always access lots of data sets out there. And this will also help you to understand your own marketing positioning, voice, and how to serve your customers better. And of course, we as SEOs, we still look into search results and those guides anyway. But younger people, they no longer want to search through 10 blue links to find out that they need to reformulate the question. They want their answer straight away. They don't want this useless SEO crappy stuff. And now we have a real opportunity not only to understand them better, but also to serve them better in a way. By knowledge base and dictionary, those are keywords from your industry or niche terms, synonyms, their variations. And the knowledge base consists of your company knowledge in your industry or in your area. It is highly helpful if you have the ability to search the most common questions that customers ask into FAQs. For instance, in one of the companies where I work, we have sales and customer support channel where this data is published in a special format and template. And the templates are also hugely important when you collect your data set. Because when you have very definite template for anything you do, it's much easier to work with this information, extract meaningful data, train and fine-tune the existing models on this data and to use this accordingly. And also your knowledge base might be handy for many needs, of course, including SEO. But if you organize it in JSON files, for example, if the information load is not too big, it might be easier for you to use. For my needs, I use such fields as title, text, image, if any, video, and of course, metadata. Also, I keep databases for brand information. Those include values, voice, tone, brand guidelines, because when you generate your posts or your data, you want these to be within your brand. Everything about your services and products, that's kind of many are making this already, but still, customer personas. The experts, testimonials, and of course, your analytics, what performs better, or what posts your companies prefer, what they like, what they don't, and the easy way. So many people ask, so how do we do that? How do we approach that? So you can do that with Python or with any other tool, and it does pretty much the same. If you have watched Google Cloud Next, I don't know, it was like a few days ago, and they also were showing how you can do that with the data within Google Cloud, and it seems with a Duet AI, it would be very easy. You just chat with it, and you don't even need the coding sometimes to extract and to work with this information. Another question is often asked, how do you organize it? You organize it in hierarchy usually and use a cost tagging system so that the data is connected. You consistently format it, I mean, use templates for each data type. And maintain the clear naming conventions and store all the supporting documentation so that you know, like LLMs, like large language models, they don't usually know where they have the information from. You should know where you have your information from because it is important. You can so that you can link to it whenever you need.
So is this database that you're recommending something that is accessible and intended for search engines as well as people within the organization, for example?
Yes, of course. And we don't know how search engines will develop. We have lots of search engines. We have search engine in YouTube. We have search engine in TikTok. We have search engine in Google. And we now have this generated search within Google itself. And we want to be adaptable and to serve our clients everywhere, wherever they are. Maybe they won't access our website at all, but we need to supply them with the information about our products, services and companies so that they could buy from us eventually wherever they are looking for us or for this information. So, moreover, the clients, they are not looking for specifically us, yeah? They are looking to solve their pain, to solve their problem. And we need to integrate our brand information into the search in a way so that they come with their problems to us and we successfully help them to solve it.
So does this mean that it would be located on your website so users and search engines can easily access the data and use that as a preferred searching method to find out what you do?
I'd suggest not to keep it on your website because it should be a trading secret and you should not give access to anyone to your database, but you can use it to generate the data out of it in a way that you want. So that's why you have these brand blocks and you have these information blocks and you find out from the sales team or from your customer team what questions people usually have about your products or services or in the area or in this industry that your product or services might help to solve. And you publish this information so that it's available to your users in the form they are trying to find it. So it's already customized for them, personalized, because you have, if you remember, I suggested you have the personas also developed, so you can have information for every persona out there based on their interests, based on what they want and the problems they face.
So there's a lot of information here that you're suggesting to incorporate as part of this database. Should an SEO lead this? Is this something that is an annual project for the marketing team? How does the information get collated?
Depending on your resources and on whatever you are planning to do with that, most of the companies just don't have that much of good information in their blog posts. They have it rewritten from their competitors or from somewhere in the internet, so that it's unlikely that they need to collect this data at all. It's useless anyways. So they might want to generate something better. So the information that they need to collect for SEO, for their databases, are basically the products and services that they offer and the questions which this product or service can solve, if to say basically. And I think it's the SEO task to organize it and to prepare the information so that the customer can find it in the internet, be it Google, Bing, whatever else.
So how often should the data be updated?
So that's the main problem of knowledge base, but whenever you have your new product, of course, or your new service, or you no longer have this product or service, you update this database, yes. It's much easier to maintain when you have a good tagging system or label system. It doesn't mean that as a person has to sit beside the product or service and manually feed it into the database. No, it's just the organization of the database that this as a person says, I need this information to be stored in this way to work with it. And then we decide how we can do that.
So you say an SEO person should be in charge of making sure that the data gets collated and incorporated as part of the database. You know, I can see the value in having that. However, you can also argue that it's not a core SEO responsibility. So how should an SEO justify spending a lot of time on that instead of spending time on building content, building links, more conventional SEO tasks?
I don't think that it requires that much of a time. It should be automated, and it's definitely not an SEO who manually inserts all the fields. SEO uses the data to perform whatever they do, be that content or building backlinks. They use analytics. They use, you may even integrate chatbot into this data for SEO to use and to understand where we are and where we are heading to understand how many people are attracted through search to this or that page, how it's performing that. No, I don't think that SEO should be like, especially in a very big company, it's impossible for an SEO to be obliged to keep track of all this data. So whenever, depends on the strategy and or tactics that the company is using in terms of SEO. How often do you publish which questions do you answer in your blog, in your blog posts or whatever else. For products, for example, it's pretty much often automated. When a new product appears, you have always a template, how you put it on the website and how you optimize it and how you interlink it with the other products and which categories for this product you use. So it's not something that SEO does on a daily basis anyway. SEO usually checks and verifies that everything is correct, implemented and works fine.
So what software do you prefer to use for this?
I use Python, but I have a very big hope on Google Cloud services that they introduced this week, last week, sorry. And I've already applied to Duet AI and to other things. I want to see what they're offering, and I hope that it will make my work even more fast so that I don't have to write the code myself. I can just integrate into their tools. I want to see it first. I don't know, because they have this waiting list for Duet AI and they don't have access yet. But hopefully something like that will be emerging not only from Google, maybe Amazon will make something like that or anyone else. I don't know. Let's see.
And where would the primary use of this data be? For instance, would you incorporate brand elements that you'd include in press releases or when you sign up to social media? Where would these common elements be used, and what's the practical use case scenario of this database?
For me right now, I just use it for generating content and for supporting this content within other channels, social media channels, and like you say, press releases or similar or way like off-page ways. And we can keep that consistent because we have the same database where we generate it from. We have the consistent message all across the channels, and they all support SEO. And we have the social signals for our content as well. Everything is like very, very whole, so to say, full. We do that, and we know that we are doing it right. And we have always the template for all of our content, and it's much easier to make it, and it's much easier to check it, and it's much easier to verify it within the company and within everything. And we are also transforming into this age of Web 3.0 when we don't know how everything, like Google is pushing to blockchain a lot, which is bad, but for us, I don't know. Anyways, whatever happens to the search next, we can always use this kind of keeping of our information database to be available to whatever the future brings to us. So we are very flexible with that. We can do whatever it is. If there are websites in the future, we can build a website from it. If we need a social media profile with lots of posts, we can build that. If we need to build Web 3.0 board, we can do that, whatever.
Are there any brands out there that are doing a particularly good job of this at the moment?
No, I don't know. I don't think so, because it's kind of a bit new. Many people say that they do these data sets and generate information out of them. But from what I've seen, mostly those are like not sometimes very successful. Some of them maybe in the news segment. Maybe you've heard that they are generating these news posts already, at least some of them. But in the big companies, I have not seen yet, because we are mostly collecting data and doing that in batches. So we have a very, very small portion of what we publish. I have what I've done so far is mostly created learning centers for different companies out of this content. And it's performing pretty well in search right now.
If an SEO is struggling for time, what should they stop doing right now so they can spend more time doing what you suggest in 2024?
I think that we have, like SEOs, we have so many overwhelming information. Just look at how many conferences we have and all these kind of people, they say, try this, try that. You cannot even have time to listen to everything. And then someone says, learn Python, Looker Studio, whatever else, learn lots of things. You need, of course, to learn them. But when you try to grab each of them at a time, you end up doing nothing and not having enough return on your investment of your forces and your resources on that. So I suggest just stop running after every fad in SEO and stop trying to generate everything and about everything, and just concentrate on something little and just start doing what you do. I think that the AI, its emergence and its development will help us to fill in the fields where the gaps where we don't have enough knowledge as SEOs. For example, maybe you won't need to learn Python because AI will be able to generate all the code for you and you'll be able to perform it and that's it and have the same result as those who have learned it. So think twice before investing your time into something. So time is becoming more valuable now.
Absolutely. And you say that SEOs can't do everything. So how do you know the things to say no to? How do you know the things to do and the things not to do?
I've been struggling on that myself a lot now. And I have a questionnaire now for myself, a checklist. So the first question that I ask myself, is it bringing any result or is it just keeping me active? That's one. And the second one, what I'm expecting. From if I do that, what is the expected result? Do I really need that result or are there any other priorities? So that just basic things which I try to do because lots of information. You want to listen to Google Cloud next and then you want to see this new integration into ChatGPT. And then there's Claude from Anthropic and everything else. And you just cannot even try all those things around. It need to be focused on the result that you must bring, because it's nice to try all these things, of course, but they are not always bringing so much to the table as of yet.
Alicia Korobka is an SEO entrepreneur at Fajella, and you can find her over at aliciakorobka.com. Alicia, thanks so much for being part of SEO in 2024.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
I've been your host, David Bain. Get your copy of SEO in 2024, the book, over at SEOin2024.com.